Please turn to Psalm 23, verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anoints my head with oil. My cup runneth over. The shepherd inspects new grazing areas or tables on land for dangers to the flock. This is one way of looking at this verse. He scouts the land for poisonous plants, for predators, for problem areas, for snakes, the land for little vipers that'll bite the sheep on the nose, which results in serious infections or death. When viper holes are located, the shepherd will take thick oil from his girdle and pour a circle of oil at the top of the viper's hole. The oil keeps the vipers from getting out. Their smooth bodies cannot pass over the slippery oil. They're kept prisoners in their nest. The pasture land has been literally been prepared in the presence of the sheep's enemies. The shepherd will also prepare land that he owns for grazing by removing rocks and stumps, preparing pools of water, and seeding the land with grass. He prepares a table for his lambs. You must understand, brothers and sisters, we've been looking at Psalm 23 for a few weeks now. The life of the shepherd, the illustration of the shepherd's life and the sheep, and the relationship between God and his people. The shepherd preparing a table for his lambs. We must remember that God's provision for us is anywhere. Well, I know we're talking about sheep and the pasture and lambs, but we have to understand this text is about provision. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoints my head with oil, my cup runs over. God can supply our needs anywhere we are, not just some particular pasture on a hill or a valley somewhere. He can supply our needs no matter where we are. God took care of the baby Moses in the presence of his enemies. Moses was reared in the palace of the man who had tried to have him killed. God had the last laugh. God directs, God orders our steps, and we need to trust him with our lives, just like the sheep in Psalm 23 are trusting the shepherd. Psalm 37:23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Brothers and sisters, God delights in our way. Our steps are ordered. No matter the plant, poisonous plants or predators or problem areas or snakes or vipers or anything else, our steps are ordered by God, and he delights in his way. David said, thou prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. There is another insight we want to address here. The shepherd prepared the pasture for the sheep in order that they might be strengthened. The prepared table or pasture was an opportunity for blessing. God does the same thing for us. He prepares for us opportunities for blessing and strength. And many times the opportunity could be a trial, or it could be an opportunity to minister, to serve, to encourage someone else. When we take advantage of the opportunities God has prepared and placed before us, it'll strengthen us, bless us, and help us to mature in Christ. The opportunities that God has prepared and placed before us to strengthen us, to bless us, and to help us mature in the presence of our enemies. It says that the shepherd anoints my head with oil. That's because sheep would be pestered by flies laying eggs in their nose, and worms would work their way up into their heads. For relief, sheep would beat their heads against the trees and the rocks and the posts they would eventually go blind and even die. Sheep run from flies and will eventually drop from exhaustion. The antidote for this problem was linseed oil mixed with sulfur and tar. The shepherd would apply this to the head, nose, and tail area, and even the feet, because the flies could lay eggs in the hoofs. The oil acted as a repellent to pests. It also soothed any scratches or wounds that the sheep may have incurred in the pasture. During the mating season, it lessened the blows of the button rams. The shepherd anointed the sheep because of his care and his love for his lambs. God's care for us, brothers and sisters, is loving and gentle too. Lamentations 3:22, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Thou anoints my head with oil. In the Bible, anointing with oil was done to soothe a person who was injured or hurt. It was an act of medication. The priests were anointed with oil as a symbol of consecration to service. Kings were also anointed as a symbol of coronation. Oil, brothers and sisters, is a picture of the Holy Spirit in the Bible. Every Christian has the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit soothes our hurts and pains and gives us comfort. The Lord is the great physician in our lives. It is the anointing of the Holy Spirit that calms the irritations of our life. Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he has torn and he will heal us. He has smitten and he will bind us up. The Lord shall calm us. He also heals us from our sin. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. He heals our sin problem. He heals us from the irritations of life. He also will heal us from our backslidings. Jeremiah 3:22, return, you backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. Return, child of God. If you're on the run, if you're like the prodigal, turn around. It says he came to his senses and he went home. The Holy Spirit empowers us to consecrate ourselves to the Lord and to save him. Believers are the children of God. We are the children of the King of Kings. We are a royal priesthood that has been anointed with the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives for the purpose of glorifying God. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. The Holy Spirit heals our backslidings, heals our problem with sin. The Lord, not only in the text in Psalms, is he the shepherd that heals the sheep. He's the great physician. He knows that the Holy Spirit will calm our lives, calm us. Realize this. In our text in Psalm 23, it says, my cup runneth over. What does that mean? Sheep do not like to get wet. It may take as long as 2 hours to water 50 sheep. Shepherds would sometimes draw water from deep wells and pour the water into stone cups beside the well. When the shepherd would fill these cups to the brim, it enabled the sheep to drink with ease and was a mark of his love and his kindness for his sheep. Shepherds would also put the nose of sheep in a cup to help them get rid of fever. The cup would run over when the nose of the lamb was put into the cup of water or medicine. In the Middle East, when someone had great love and respect for a guest that they were entertaining, they would always make sure their cup was filled to the brim. Filled to the brim, brothers and sisters. God dearly loves and cares about us too. His provisions for us are abundant and satisfying. The Bible reveals a number of things that are abundant to us from God. His pardon is abundant. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Abundantly pardon, brothers and sisters. Running over pardon. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The abundance of God. His pardoning is abundant. Titus 3:5-6, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he has saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which he shed on us abundantly, overflowing. Our God is not a stingy God, brothers and sisters. He anoints our head with oil. My cup runneth over. Not as there's a little bit down in the bottom of the cup in the dregs. Our cup runneth over. The Lord blesses us abundantly. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. God's peace is abundant. Behold, I will bring it health and cure. I will cure them and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. The God of abundance. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Great is my boldness of speech towards you. Great is my glorying of you. I am filled with comfort. I am exceeding joyful in all of our tribulation. Exceeding joyful, abundantly joyful. God gives us the power and the ability to live abundant lives, to live godly lives. He fills us with the fruits of righteousness, overflowing abundance. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. What kind of God, brothers and sisters, do we have here? The abundance of God. Philippians 1:11, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. This word filled is also from the Greek word pleroo, which means to fill up, to be filled to the full, to cause to abound, to furnish, to supply liberally, to abound. The abundance of God. His mercies are abundant. His pardon is abundant. His peace is abundant. His power is abundant. God's precious grace also is abundant. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love. The grace of our Lord, exceeding abundant. Romans 5:17. For by one man's offense, death reigned by one. Much more, they will receive abundance of grace. Abundance, brothers and sisters, of grace. With sin increased, grace superabounded. Abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. God's abundance. Philippians 1:26. That your rejoicing may be more abundant in Christ Jesus for me by my coming to you again. How that in the great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the rich of their liberality. Abundant joy, abundance of God's pleasure towards you. Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit, abounding in hope, abounding in joy. God's provision for you is abundant. Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all you need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God's abundance. God's abundance towards us. Abundance. The word complete. In Philippians 4:19 tells us this. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, salutes you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. That word complete, the same word that I just read previously about supply all of your needs. It's from the Greek word pleroo, which means to fill up or to fill to the full, to cause to abound, to furnish or supply liberally, to abound. Brothers and sisters, you have to understand that God's dealing with us is in abundance. As I just said about the word complete, he supplies, fills up, fills to the full. Colossians 2:10, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Brothers and sisters, we are filled up because our God is a God of abundance, abundant grace, abundant power, abundant peace, abundant truth, abundant pardon, abundant provision. My cup runneth over. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoints my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Brothers and sisters in Christ, our life should be a life that runneth over. Just as God blesses us and causes peace and power and grace and mercy and love and joy and peace and goodness and kindness to flow out, to run over in our lives. That is what we're supposed to be doing. As being part of the royal priesthood, we are to bless those that are around us, that God uses us, running over, blessing us, causing abundance in our lives for what? So that we just kind of enjoy ourselves? No. Because we're priests. We're part of the royal priesthood. And we're to be blessing others. All of those attributes that I just mentioned, they're to be running over in your life. Love, peace, joy, goodness, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, long-suffering, peace, abundance. Wouldn't you want to be around people like that? But that's the kind of people, brothers and sisters, we're to be.